fast-paced, informative, and captivating. This is your world today.
Turkey blames Syria's YPG group for Ankara's blast. We're joined on the line by Professor Yasin Aktay. He's the AK Party Vice Chairman in charge of foreign affairs. Professor Yasin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. Can you, at the outset, give us a summary of the Ankara blast?
The Ankara blast, as you know, it happened yesterday at about 6:30 and 6:30 p.m. and it at evening, and unfortunately 28 persons was died after the blast, and about 60 more than 60 persons were injured. And now, of course, but after the interrogation, a very short and quick interrogation, it happened, and it was seen that it was organized by PYD or GP get together, and 14 persons were arrested because of the being joined in this organization of this blasting. And for Turkey, you know, Turkey is in conflict with many in its bordering of Syria, and there are many problems in the border of Turkey. Turkey is not now hosting about 3 million refugees from Syria, and these
yes.
3 million refugees are coming because of the civil war within Syria, and because of the massacres, and because of the of bombings of the regime, and the interior problem, interior conflict within the society, and they have to flee. People have to flee from their own homes and seek for shelters in Turkey.
Yes.
And that is the summary of what happened today, yesterday.
Now tell us about the group that is being blamed. Turkey has blamed Syria's YPG group for the Ankara blast. Who are they?
The YPG, of course, is an extension of Turkish PKK. PKK is a terrorist organization which is fighting against Turkey, and it is an organization which receives many help from many countries, unfortunately, which many intelligence terrorists. And it is a separatist group in within Turkey, and Turkey has it is acting and it is working since 30 years within Turkey. And Turkey, of course, tries to solve that conflict with these groups since. Especially in the past 3 years, Turkey tried to change the method of managing of coping with that problem. So it started a resolution process in order to convince them to disarmament. But this disarmament, unfortunately, was misused or abused by this group to. And during this resolution process, the Turkish army stopped, or Turkish security forces stopped their attacks or their operations on the organization. But unfortunately, they created this process or this resolution process or this activity of the Turkish army as an opportunity to recruit more children, underage children, and also recruit some young from the Kurdish people, and they accumulated their all equipment, war equipment, or to fight against the Turkish government. And they are now they are attacking civilians, and they are trying to hijacking people and try to build the hegemony over a region within Turkey. And they are acting in suicide bombings and attacking civilian targets and police targets also or military targets of Turkey. So these groups are terrorist group, and they have received many help from the PYD in Syria, and the PYD unfortunately are being supported by the United States and by Russia and by Iran and by many countries. Unfortunately, this is the problem, because in order to they paid to Daesh, to fight against Daesh, the priority, and they forget about PYD. Rather than forgetting about PYD, they favored the PYD, which is undoubtedly is a terrorist organization.
Yes.
But they favored a terrorist organization over other favorite terrorist organizations just because they are fighting each other. That
yes.
is very stupid. That is very, very stupid favor or preference, because the PYD is a terrorist organization, and it is an extension, or it is an extension of Assad regime. If you support PYD, that means you support the Assad regime. But it is, unfortunately, that U.S. United States is not coherent in its policy in the region, because it is saying that very obviously, it is saying that we are against Assad, but we are supporting PYD. If you are supporting PYD, that means you are not against Assad. You are the friend of Assad. But it is disappointing things that we hear from the coalition, and from especially from the United States, of course. Because the United States is saying that I am against terrorism, and if you are against terrorism, you should be also against Assad. And of course, we are very familiar to hear from United States that it was also against Assad, because he was supporting the terrorists, and he was the main reason for the emergence of all terroristic activities and all terroristic movements in the region.
Yes, Professor Yassin, we've run out of time in South Africa. It's the Maghrib time. Very quickly, in just a minute or so, can you sum up for us what is the next step for Turkey now?
Turkey will fight against terrorism. We'll remain and we'll continue fighting against terrorism. And of course, we'll fight against PYD, and which is PYD is in the border of Turkey. Try to eliminate, try to cut off. The corridor between Turkey and Aleppo, and which is unfortunately is causing much more refugees to come to Turkey. Turkey is not obligated to pay all the bills which caused by that turmoil in Syria. Every conflict or every problem within Syria causes much more flux of refugees coming to Turkey.
Yes, a serious problem, undoubtedly. Professor Yassin, we appreciate your time. We obviously need more time to break down the entire situation and unpack it for our listeners. Inshallah, we look forward
thank
to talking to you again in the coming days.
Inshallah, thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.